Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Mom,
should I call me?
Hey, squirrel.
Home.
Hi, everyone. Happening with Snooki and Joey. Sorry we're late this week. Joey usually reminds me to record, but Joey died yesterday.
Oh my God, I was so hungover.
What happened? I thought you were going to slow down your drinking. What's going on?
I did slow down. I only drank one drink and I'm still hungover from it.
What happened? What'd you do?
I'm very old. So I was on Tuesday, or Tuesday the other day.
You still sound hungover.
I haven't left my bed. My friend Brandon came over and then we went to some bar and just sort of binge drinking. And, one thing led to another. I made out with a stranger.
Oh my God, who?
Oh my God. So he was this straight guy. He wasn't a straight guy, but he wasn't I think he normally dates women, but I think he was curious about hooking up with a guy. And he said he was, I don't know. So I was talking to him and he wanted me to go home with him right away and have sex with him. I was no, you sicko. I said, we can have another time.
A slut.
So then I was whatever. So then I started getting psycho and overprotective. And then finally I was he wouldn't give me his phone number. And I said, well, take mine and your phone. He's no, I don't want to put your number on my phone. He was very discreet. And then I finally put my number on a napkin. I was harassing him to be my boyfriend. And then he too much. And he left the club. He walked. He ran away from me.
Oh, you're a mess.
He was you're psycho. He was you're crazy.
That is crazy. No offense.
Scared him off. My mouth hurts. My whole mouth hurts. Has that ever happened to you?
No, you're a slut. So I have some news.
Okay. Should I guess the topic?
No, we are in a scandal. We had a scandal this weekend.
You and I?
No. Oh. Jersey Shore had a scandal this weekend.
Oh, what type of scandal?
Where are you from?
Was it did Angelina expose her breasts?
No, she was a part of it, but the MTV Awards were Saturday.
Yeah.
It was Saturday, and as you all know, we were up for Reality Royalty, yes. Our first nomination from MTV, because we've never gotten nominated before. We were up against, The Bachelor, who else? The Kardashians weren't in it.
But The Bachelor?
Bachelor, it was Love and Hip Hop, Vanderpump Rules.
The Challenge.
Yeah. So not all the castmates went. I didn't, obviously, because I just gave birth. But Dina was there. Jenny was there. Lauren went in Mike's honor. She looks beautiful. And then Angelina was there. So only the girls were there. And Jenny was prepared to do her speech. Everyone was getting ready. And this was a big deal for us, you guys, because MTV has never nominated us for any of their awards, since we started in 2009, because they always said we don't nominate our own shows. So this was the first time in 10 years that they decided to put us on the roster. So we were yes, we're going to take it because, it's our home network. And I feel like they owe us because they've never put us. They've never nominated us before. And now all of a sudden they have. So we were really excited. And the girls, they were excited. They were getting ready for their speeches and everything. And they announced it. And Love and Hip Hop won. So the girls were what the hell? And Angelina freaked out. She was cursing. You could see her on the awards saying, what the fuck? And throwing her hands up in the air.
Oh, my God.
It's very dramatic. But now everyone thinks Jersey Shore is racist because Love and Hip Hop won. I'm no.
How does that make you racist?
Because the cast is... the whole cast is black. So everyone's saying that we're racist because a black show won. You guys absolutely fucking
How did that even come about?
I don't even know how the race card got thrown in there, but you guys, if The Bachelor won, if Vanderpump Rules won, I think we would all still be a little, sad because it's the first time we got nominated on our home network in 10 years. And, we just thought, we could take that award. So we didn't. congratulations to Love and Hip Hop, but I can speak for Dina and myself and the rest of the cast. I don't know about Angelina, but I can speak for Dina because Dina went on Twitter and, you know, she was really Dina upset.
Took to Twitter.
Yeah, and we're mainly upset at the network, not at, you know, the fans, obviously. And we know you guys voted. You know, Love and Hip Hop just got more votes, which is awesome. Congratulations to Love and Hip Hop. We're not mad at you. We're more mad at MTV for, like, finally nominating us. And then, you know, it's too late for us to win. So I think we're just annoyed at the network. But, dude, we have no hard feelings against Love and Hip Hop. And even... Dina took to Twitter, and she was, you know, just you know, tweeting her frustrations about it, and everyone made it seem like she was racist because Love and Hip Hop won. That's not the case at all. We're not fucking jerk offs, you know. We're not racist. We're not mad.
People have nothing better to do.
Yeah, I think we're just mad at the network because, you know, they finally nominated us, and it's too late for us to win.
And whoever's saying that, they're insecure about whatever, because that's
everyone's saying it. So I can't speak for Angelina because her reaction was dramatic. She was like, what the fuck, throwing your hands up in the air like she always is. But then she went onto her story and she was saying how Jersey Shore is so much better than Love and Hip Hop. And we've never said that. I've never said that. That is not my views. Love and Hip Hop is an awesome show. It's so dramatic. It's funny. And I love it. Yeah, I love watching it. I have no hard feelings against them. But Angelina kind of was like bashing them. So I can't speak for Angelina. I don't even know what she's thinking, but clearly she is mad.
Well, I have some insider tea. Actually, it's the same topic. What happened was at the show, they did not show this on TV, but someone else didn't take too highly to the news of the Hip Hop winning either, because they bum rushed the stage like Kanye during the acceptance speech and stole the microphone away.
Yeah, that was more of like a joke, though. Like, he wasn't being serious. Jenny said he was wasted. So he was wasted. Yeah. They mentioned Love and Hip Hop, and he ran upstage, took it, and said, and he was accepting the speech for the challenge. He's from the challenge. Yeah, he's from the challenge. So, you know, all the MTV shows that were nominated, The Challenge, Jersey Shore, you know, we were a little butthurt because we've never been nominated before. So we thought, you know, maybe this is the chance we can finally get an award and feel appreciated from MTV. So no hard feelings, Love and Hip Hop. We love you. You're a great show. Congratulations on your award. But, you know, we were mad at MTV, not you. And we're not fucking racist. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Kurt, you heard it here first, girl.
I cannot.
So that was scandalous.
Very scandalous. And please, you guys leave Dina alone. She can't even post a picture of her baby without people calling her racist. And like, she's getting death threats. She's getting death threats, poor thing. You know, Dina can't handle that stuff.
Oh my God, poor Dina.
You guys, Dina is very sorry for, you know, tweeting out her anger towards the network. But please don't call her racist anymore.
Leave Dina alone.
Poor thing.
Leave Dina alone. It was so funny. We were watching those awards. And I felt I didn't know that, like, you know how when I watch the VMAs, we don't know who half the people are. I knew a lot of these people that were there at this time. And I felt like very cool.
Oh my God, really? No, I didn't know anybody.
I knew the singer Lizzo because I heard that song before. That 100% chance of being that bitch.
I didn't know anyone. And I feel like everyone is so young. And we're just getting old. We don't know any of these new people anymore.
Right. Well, I learned about a new show.
I didn't know fucking anyone.
I was new about. I liked how Netflix was represented at the awards, as shows, because that's like where all the premium content's coming from right now. So I learned about a new show, and I started binge watching it last night. It was called Sex Education. It's on Netflix, and it's a really good show. So I learned about it because they were nominated for Best Kiss. And I was like, oh my God, there's two gays kissing on TV. So I said, let me go watch the show. It's a really fun show. So if you need a new show to binge watch, it's very good. It's about sex education. It's about kids in high school. It's one kid, Otis. He's in high school, and his mother's a sex therapist. So then like he like always has the gift of it kind of. So him and this like girl that he has a crush on, they start their own sex like therapy thing in the school, like underground, where they charge money for sex advice. And it's just a really, really fun show, and I've been watching it. It's a British show, and they'll have an accent, so I'm going to start talking with an accent later.
Oh.
So you should watch Sex Education if you're looking for a new show. What shows have you been watching? since you've been home, postpartums?
Well, The Handmaid's Tale is out. So there's new episodes every Wednesday. I watched it the other day, and it's so fucked up. It gives me anxiety. I can't even.
Oh,
I literally can't even.
Is that woman still locked in that house, being the maid?
I'm not telling you anything. I don't do spoilers because everyone gets upset. But it's Elizabeth really fucked Moss. Up, you guys. Yeah, and she won an award at MTV. I loved it. She was just saying, I feel like she's like a feminist. So she was that was like her speech. She was like, I'm with you. I stand behind you. So it was a really good speech.
Did she say happy pride?
Much. Huh?
Did she say happy pride?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that's the only reason why I was upset I didn't go to the awards, because I could have ran into her. Annoying.
There's a lot of people there. All the people from Schitt's Creek were there. I love that show. There's big stars there. What's her name? Is it Jada Pinkett Smith? She won an award for best lady of the year.
Yes. And, The Rock won something.
The Rock won a lifetime achievement award.
Yes, queen.
And then who else was there? The JWoww was there with her new boyfriend Zachary. Let's talk about JWoww for a minute. She really just hit the ground running with that boyfriend.
Oh, she has to give
Within a week, he's on the Instagram. Then 2 months, he's verified. He's on fucking. He's on her arm on the red carpet. It's all over the fucking the country.
Well, she wanted to make sure that he was comfortable with everything, because, you know, just being a normal guy, like working a regular job, and then all of a sudden, you know, being JWoww's man and walking all these carpets and, you know, being in the spotlight is like crazy. So she wanted to make sure he was comfortable, and obviously he's comfortable because he's going to everything with her. But it's amazing because he's supporting her, which is great.
I still never met him in person. Have you met that Zach in person yet? I haven't.
No, I haven't met him, but I'm just glad that now she has someone to support her.
Yeah, it's crazy
because I feel like when she was I feel like when she was working and left, she felt guilty. But now, like, she has somebody to support her and have her back. So, get it, girl. And she's dressing him in all these tuxes. Do you see?
I know.
Like, thanks, Versace.
Stop. We need some free clothes. So The Handmaid's Tale, you're watching. What else do I want to say? Oh, I got Botox this week for the first time.
Wait, Joey got wasted. So Joey came over. We did a few YouTube videos. There's a new YouTube video up now.
The diaper. Which
I teach Joey how to put a diaper on after postpartum. So you go to my YouTube channel, watch that. But we did that, and then Joey went out with our friends, Kara and Nick, and he was a fucking mess, and I loved it. He was dancing like he was four.
Oh, my God. We ended up going to went down the shore. I mean, it's a place called Water Street. Is that the place that you drive your boat to?
Is it Water Street or Water's Edge?
Water Street is called.
Water Street?
Yeah. It's a place, like a cool outdoor restaurant we went to in Jersey and Toms River. And people drive their boats there, and they have like a parking lot for boats, a dock.
I feel like me and Gianni got kicked out of there.
For what?
Because usually when we go, it's like during the day and we're on the boat. So sometimes Gianni like forgets his shoes, or the kids like forget like an extra clothes to put over their bathing suit. So last time we went there, Gianni didn't have shoes on. We were walking in. We looked like trash, like homeless people. We're like, sorry, we just got off the boat. And they didn't like it, and they were giving us dirty looks. And Gianni almost fought the guy.
Well, I had a lovely time there.
Yeah, I don't think we like it. if it's the same place.
I don't know. It's like you pull in the water.
Trashed, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I got bombed, and then we went to the Jenks Club, and you know, all you fans came out and said hi.
Calm down.
So I got bombed. The next day, I had to get Botox. So I didn't have to get it. I wanted to get it. So I went to the doctor, and it's in New Providence, New Jersey. So if you need a medical spa, I go to this place in New Providence, New Jersey called About Face by Luminous. It's on Springfield Avenue, 1351 Springfield Avenue. So this Dr. Rich Maggio, he does my Botox, and I thought it was gonna hurt. Like, I thought it was gonna, like, people, like, I think girls have bigger pain holds. What is it called? Pain threshold than boys?
It's like a little pinch.
Yeah, but I always like see girls on the thing getting it done, and they don't flinch at all, but they also give, you know, put watermelons out of their snurb and have high pain tolerance. So I thought it was going to hurt, but it doesn't. It's like, I didn't even feel the pinch. But then I wanted to get some like fillers under my eyes. So I got Restylane, and apparently I had like a thing, like a vein or something. So like a vein burst like under my eye. So like when he was injecting me.
Oh my God.
So, and I have a big bruise under my eye. So I look like I got in a fist fight.
But you know what's annoying? You can't get Botox if you're breastfeeding. Because I texted Dr. Tuteller because I'm due for Botox because I haven't had it in like 10 months because I've been pregnant. And I texted him. I was like, can I come in for Botox? He goes, are you breastfeeding? I was like, yeah. He's like, you can't get Botox yet.
Thank God he's so smart.
Yeah, but like, does it go in your milk? Like, what the fuck?
It's basically you're putting food poisoning in your. It's called botulism. It's a bacteria disease that you're
really. Injecting.
Yeah, it's botulism.
Don't tell me that, because then I won't get it.
That's what. It doesn't affect your system. It just affects the muscle.
I thought you were gonna say snurb.
So. That's why they can't do it. But anyway, I love it. I feel that I'm very fresh and tight.
Do you see results?
Yeah, immediately. It's really great.
You didn't really need it, though. Like, you're not aging bad.
No.
Like, you don't have wrinkles and shit.
No, just a little bit on my forehead I wanted to try. And I like it. And I like the filler a lot because I always look like when I smile, I always have those, like, big circles under my eyes. Everything looks really good. And then I got my results for my sculpting that I've been getting done. And I didn't realize how fat I was beforehand. I thought I was fat fuck now, but apparently I was fatter before. So the results really worked. And I never saw the side-by-side pictures, but I was fucking blown away at the CoolSculpting. So CoolSculpting does work. I mean, it works for me perfectly. And
I need to try CoolSculpting.
Yeah, it's great.
Because I was thinking about going under the knife to get some shit done. But I mean, I don't want to bitch out like that. Like, I want to go to the gym. I want to work out.
What is your problem area? Where's your problem area? Your tummy?
But yeah, my tummy, because I have three kids.
You have five kids, yeah.
So it's just like right below my belly button, it's just like the skin that really bothers me. I don't even care about my stretch marks because I cover them anyway. But I just, you know, after having kids, you just have that little flap that I hate.
Yeah. Well, it'll only go
away if I'm like really strict on my diet and I do cardio like 20 times a week.
Oh no, girl, just lay there with some.
Like, who has time for that?
Just lay there and read the magazine.
Especially now with three kids.
No, just go get sucked up to the CoolSculpting machine.
But you said it hurts.
No, it doesn't. It's cold and it feels like it's. You know when you have like you put an ice bag on like your bruise or something and you get like numb and it hurts like the cold hurts. That's what it feels like the first time, but like after like. That first burn, it's not a burn, but the first like
a burn.
No, you know what I mean.
Was it like a frostbite? Because I can handle a frostbite.
No, it's not. It's a little bit like a frostbite the first time, but then like after like 2 minutes, you go completely numb and you don't feel anything at all, and it feels like you're getting a hickey. Like it kind of sucks a little bit, like it's like a soft suction, so you know it's working, and then it's just very cold. What is it?
So it's like pumping your boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can handle that. I feel.
Yeah, no, it's good. So it's super simple. And then it takes like 3 months to see the results. So then you like think it's not working, but then you see the side-by-side pictures and it clearly worked a lot. I was like, wow.
Whoa. So any celeb gossip? I feel like things happened.
Yes, there's lots of celeb gossip. So I'm going to start off with, should I talk about Bella Thorne first?
Oh yeah, my Bella's, God, yeah.
She's wiling out. So Bella Thorne's been wiling out. Whoopi. Whoopi Marie Goldberg, she was wiling out as well. So what happened was Bella Thorne, she's an actress. She is a redhead late girl. She's like, you know, the bad, she's like, I don't know if she was in every show she's in. And she's like a movie actress. And she...
Wait, did I ever tell you how I saw her in LA once?
You did? She's, how was she Wait, only 21? Were you with me? She's been around forever. I don't know.
Were you with
what
me?
She mean? Maybe.
No, so I walked in. I was with Sasha from Dancing with the Stars. And we walked in. It was like a bar. And she saw me walk in and she saw that I was there. And she literally ran out.
Why?
Like, oh my God, I don't want to be at the same place with this girl.
Are you serious? Did you think you were going to beat her up?
She looked at me and she beelined it for the door. She was like, bye, bitch.
She's crazy though. She has mental health issues. She talks about them publicly. I think she has she's bipolar or something. And then she's also illiterate. I don't think she can read. Something's going on with her. I don't, she's wild.
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, she's a big hot mess. So she got hacked and someone stole her new photos. And then the hacker contacted her and said, I'm going to release all your new photos.
Yeah, totally illegal, by the way.
And videos. She was like, oh my God. So she's like, fuck this, I'm going to do it before he can make money off it. And she leaked them herself. She went on Twitter and put the new photos of herself up. And
which is very powerful. That's empowerment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you can't destroy me.
Yeah. So she basically said, you don't have the power over me to this guy. You don't have power over me and blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. I'm totally here for that.
Yeah. So this is, something I would probably do too, but like, fuck you. You know, I'll just do it myself. Exactly. But the fact she even had to do that sucks because
it's awful.
You know, you don't want to have to expose your nipples if you don't have to.
Same.
I'm trying to find the video. Hold on. Of her
now,
yelling
what
at
Whoopi.
What did Whoopi say? Because
I read a quote how she was like, you shouldn't be taking naked pictures of yourself anyway.
Yeah. So Whoopi went online basically calling her a filthy little pig bitch. Because
she said without, filthy pig bitch.
She said, you poor little Red Riding Hood looking cunt.
No, she did.
Yes, she did. They had to bleep her. It was horrible.
Fuck up.
And then Meghan McCain jumped in. I'm joking. So she said, well, these girls shouldn't be taking pictures of you're a celebrity. You shouldn't be taking pictures of yourself naked anyway. And you're a young girl. You shouldn't be basically shaming her, slut shaming her for even having no photos on the thing. So then Bella Thorne was like, so upset for Twitter. She's like, you know, all these young girls are listening to you and thinking their bodies are disgusting and that they shouldn't, you know, shouldn't like their bodies. And you're telling them, you're shaming them for being, you know, whatever. So she got very upset and she took to her story and she yelled at her. She said, I'm so mad at you, Whoopi. I'm so disappointed in you, Whoopi. I'm going to pull the video up. And she was crying. She was very distraught. Here she is. Oh, wait. I think it's a commercial.
Oh, she posted. It was a video of her crying, like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I want to say that I feel pretty disgusting. You know, I feel pretty disgusting, Whoopi, knowing everyone's seen, like, you know, my
And
I just want to say that me watching this interview made me feel really bad about myself, and I hope you're happy. I really do. I really hope he's happy, because I can only imagine all of the kids who have their release and then they commit suicide. And you know, you're so crazy for thinking such terrible things on such an awful situation. Like, you know, I don't really want to go on The View anymore, because I don't really want to be beaten down by a bunch of older women for my body and my sexuality. I don't really feel like that. And so I'm
going to
cancel my interview, because I don't really want you guys talking about your views to young girls, because I would not want my daughter to learn that, and I would never say that to her.
Here comes the shame part.
Okay. I'm done.
Get it together. Where did she say shame on you will be? No, she's not done, because she did it again. She came back and she was like, shame on you. Oh, this is a little music from our sponsor.
Shame on you, Whoopi. That's what she said. Oh, what a sin.
Whoopi, hold on.
So what did Whoopi exactly say? Let's hear this.
Do you have it?
No, I don't have it. You're the news reporter.
It's like you're clicking on something.
So
Whoopi basically said you shouldn't be taking new photos of yourself.
Well, Whoopi's also old school. Like,
yeah,
shit's different now.
It says, for too long I let a man take advantage. Oh, this is what she said. For too long I let a man take advantage of me over and over. I'm sick of it. Sure, I'm putting this out because my decision now. You don't get to take another from me. This is basically her retelling. Then Zendaya chimed in, and all her friends like Tyler Posey. Everyone's rushing to her side, saying, you know, Whoopi's a bitch.
No.
Yeah, Zendaya saying it.
Can you get what Whoopi said, please?
Whoopi said.
On another note, my butthole has been really hurting.
What's happening down there?
I don't know. Just ever since the baby came out, I don't feel right down there.
Here we are. I'm getting Whoopi's
quote.
Come
on, Whoopi.
Okay. She said, and I quote, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are. You don't take nude pictures of yourself. Goldberg said on the show with co-host Sonny Hoyston, defending the famous love star.
Oh, God.
Love star. It just saddens me that these kids have to go through this. For some to extort her or threaten her with posting these pictures, it's terrible. Goldberg, however, had little sympathy. Once you take that picture, it goes in the cloud and it's available to any hacker who wants it. And if you don't know that in 2019, that's an issue. I'm sorry. You don't get to do that, Goldberg said. This is someone else chimed in. So what? A girl can't send a picture of her boyfriend that she misses him, that are sexy? things are already seen. I don't know. Well, basically, you get the gist. What's happening here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'm actually annoyed at Whoopi for saying that.
Yeah, we should probably strike ourselves from The View at this point.
Well, I've never liked The View. It's just so dramatic, and they're so judgmental. Oh, yeah. The worst. But
they got a fight yesterday. But that Meghan McCain was fighting with Joy Behar yesterday over like Donald Trump. Good.
By the way, I love McCain. She's so cute. She always said she's been a fan of us. And
yeah, remember
on there? Yeah, she was like supportive of us. And Joy is a bitch. So that's glad right. that she got called out. I'm glad.
Ha ha. So Lindsay Marie Lohan just got some saddening news this week. Sadly, her hit show, Lindsay Lohan's Kurakumin Beach Club, is not being renewed for season 2, and they canceled the show. And they closed down the nightclub. Like they shut it. Like there's like boarded up.
Wait, so remember we had the inside scoop that it wasn't open anymore and it was like all fake. Like it wasn't really her business. Uh-huh. Well, bitch, I guess we were right.
Yes, ma'am. So it was never really her business. It was like, you know, they just lent her name for it. And it was only open for the show. I mean, the show, the club was there, but I think it was like set to close. So they said, let's do a show like in order to try and save the club, I guess. But I guess it didn't work. I mean, it's like, it's not like, you know, it's in Mykonos. Like, who's flying that far over to go to Lindsay Lohan party?
Well, honestly, like, I don't think the show was that bad, but I think everyone tuned in because they want to see Lindsay, and we didn't really see Lindsay. Like, we saw her, like, trying to be a boss, but, like, we wanted to see, like, the hot mess of her, like, partying and going crazy.
Yes.
We didn't want to see these, like, fake bitches trying to work there. We wanted to see her run the business, and that's it. So I think that's where they
fucked up. Yeah, boss bitch, she said, and she clicks. But yeah, I'm sad. I mean, I never watched the show, to be honest. I never saw an episode. I saw like, you know, all the things. I get enough of it on the YouTube or the Instagrams. I see like enough of it, but yeah, the club is boarded up. And apparently she said that she's opening a different club in a different part of Greece, another Lohan club, but there's not a show deal in set for that. speaking of shows, so that we lost a show, but we're gaining a show. So last night they had the premiere party in Los Angeles for The Hills returning.
Okay, I have something to say about that.
Yes, she has something to say. So they're returning Monday, June 24th, only on MTV. What do you have to say?
Okay. So I love The Hills. I'm super excited they're back. Spencer and Heidi, we love them. Audrina, Spidey. She's amazing. Yeah, we love all the cast, and I'm super happy it's back. But
me too.
The network. Are you kidding me with their premiere party? They had a huge party, and then it looks like they went to the club after, and they were all celebrating. So I texted our friend Fabiani, who works on TV and like handles all of us, and I was like, "Excuse me, are you going to have a party for Jersey Shore like that? Because we've never had a party like that before."
They opened up Le Jeu nightclub again. Is it now Le Jeu? That's really.
I have no idea, bitch. But listen, we want to have fun too.
Yeah. Shit. So they opened up Le Jeu nightclub. I think that's a club they used to all hang out at. In Hollywood, and that's like, you know, everyone used to like go out to LA just to go to these clubs and all the places they went because they became iconic, like that Mexican restaurant they used to go to all the time, Spidey. They become like iconic places, so I guess they maybe reopened it, or they, I don't know if it was there, no one knew about it anymore, but they actually got Natasha Bedingfield, who sings "Feel the Rain on Your Skin."
Yeah,
you
don't want to be the
girl who, girl, you just let him in. That song. So she was there live wearing a neon yellow dress for the festivities. They had a huge party.
And, wait, can I tell you that Justin Bobby does not age? Like, he looks the same.
Is that dirty hair? I hate that hair. They either slick it back or cut it off. I hate
no,
that.
No, I think he's so cute.
He thinks he's Johnny Depp, and he has that fucking weird, he looks like a fucking wizard.
I think
wizard.
He's hotter than Johnny Depp.
What does he look like? He looks like a little troll from Under the Bridge or something.
But he looks like a hipster.
I hate that hair.
He's cute.
And then who else was annoying me? I forget.
Annoying you.
But Whitney Port was there. And the new
girl. Is she on the show?
Whitney Port's back, and she was always so classy, and I always liked her. And I always wish Lauren was more like Whitney.
Classy.
She was very classy. I like that Whitney Port. And Lauren Conrad's not coming back. Elsie is not coming back.
No, she's too good for that, I feel.
And Kristen Cavallari has her. Yeah, Kristen Cavallari has her own show called the Kristen Cavallari Project on the E! Channel.
I mean, I'd rather see Kristen in the Hills than her store.
Yeah, show. This is my livelihood.
This is my real life, you guys. I put into this.
That's what she says.
I just want to show. Me and Joey always pretend that I have a show about my store, and then we always say that. Like, this is my livelihood. I put everything into this, you guys.
All I have.
Like, I just want to show so I can say that 20 times.
So The Hills is going to be on. I'm excited to. I don't know where they left off last time, but that Jason Waller. I always had a crush on Jason. He was my favorite. And
he's not on it, is he?
Yes, he is on, and he's with his girl. His wife is on there too. She's some hairdresser, and she wears way too much makeup. That's just my opinion. But I saw him at the VMAs, and I went up to him. I was like, "Oh my god, I had such a crush on you growing up." He was like, "Oh, thank you, I appreciate it." He's sober though. He's sober, Sally. He used to drink and do cocaine and drugs and while out and getting car crashes, but now he doesn't drink and he's married. I think he might have kids too.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what the show is going to bring. That everyone's. I mean, kind of the same dynamic when like Jersey Shore came back. It's like they're all like booed up already. So there's not going to be like, any crazy hookups or anything. But you still made it entertaining and it's still fun. So I think it's just, I hope it has the same magic as you guys had when you came back, because I really love that show so much.
No, yeah, I think it will. But remember, they also admitted that their show was scripted.
Well, you can tell it is.
No, yeah, but I'm wondering if they're still going to go with that theme of like kind of soft scripted, so, calm down, soft scripted, or if they're going to do like real reality, because, we want to see like their real lives and they've changed. So you don't know if they're just, it's going to be like a real reality.
I think it's probably the same concept. I think that's what they were comfortable doing before. And they have children now. So I just think it's scripted, but I think it's more just like topics. It's like, guys talk about this now, or like the producer will be behind the camera and be like, well, how did you feel about, when she wrote that letter, or like, when you went to the party drunk, like, I'm sure they kind of feed them on.
Well, after the show ended a couple years ago, I forget which cast member said this, but they said, Audrina, I think. Oh. I think she was saying how they would always have their phones on them in scene, and the producers would text them to like, to say what to talk about or like, what to do. So that's how they were scripted a little bit. It's not like they had an actual script, but the producers would like coach them on like what to say.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so it's not that scripted. It's like they're doing improv. They're actors.
Yeah. In Hollywood. They're in Hollywood. Speaking of actors, I want to talk about I know this just happened to me yesterday. Today, all within a couple hours, it's all happened. I had no idea this was going on. So I was going on TV on Netflix yesterday. I was looking for shows. So I saw one called Black Mirror. And I was like, I don't know what this is about.
Yes, it's one of my favorite shows.
So you watch it?
Yes, Ben.
So tell me what Black Mirror is about.
So Black Mirror is a show on Netflix, and it's like sci-fi. It's like fucked up. It really makes you think. Gives me anxiety. So I don't know how you like it or how you're watching it. But it's not the same cast. It's not the same storyline. Each episode is just like an episode in itself. And it talks about, it just shows like a story of, something sci-fi and dramatic. It really talks about like the future. So it always has like all these like futuristic things. But I don't know how you like it, because it's very.
I didn't watch it.
It's scary and it's like fucked up.
No, I didn't watch it. So, but I did notice I kept seeing.
Oh, you have to watch it.
I know. I'm gonna. But
there's so this one episode where a governor. Yeah, I think he's a governor or something. He's a politician, but he ends up fucking a pig.
Fucking a what?
A pig.
What?
It's like really fucked up. But so it's good.
So apparently, from the show, I kept seeing this picture of this familiar face online. I was like, wait, is that who I think it is? And it was
Miley Cyrus.
I thought it was Miley Cyrus, but it's not Miley Cyrus. It's Ashley O, which is a pop star. Yeah. So I didn't
wait.
So she's Hannah Montaning everyone again. She has an alter ego, and they put music out, and they're going out performing and stuff.
Oh, so she's really making this a big deal, because I watched that episode and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. One of my favorite episodes from Black Mirror. She killed it.
Tell me what happened.
It gave me Hannah Montana vibes. And I went on her Instagram and I didn't realize that she's actually promoting herself as Ashley O. So yeah. It's one of the episodes. Season 5 is out. It's episode 3. And it's Miley Cyrus. She's Ashley O, and she's this pop star. And, you know, I think as a pop star, she's kind of like all bubbly and she's amazing and she's just like for the kids. But then her alter ego is like her real self. So at home, when she's not Ashley O, she's herself and she just hates the image of Ashley O, and she's the total opposite. She's like a punk rock star. And
so it's pretty much based on true life. Like, that's what she was with Hannah Montana.
Yeah, probably. I bet you she like produced it or something.
Yeah.
But it's a really good episode. Miley Cyrus killed it. So you guys have to watch it. But I had no idea that Ashley O was like her thing now.
Yeah. So she has a song out called something with Roll. It's On a Roll. And she's been performing. She has, like, I think, has like a Twitter now. Ashley O. And so she's like, you know, she's gonna, I think when she goes in concert with her album, she's probably going to be doing like dual appearances between Ashley O and Miley Cyrus.
Obsessed.
Right. So let's talk to more Kardashians. This week on the show, they're going to be showing this Sunday the Jordan scandal going down. So I'm so excited to watch that part on it.
Oh, God.
Because they all get like,
I'm over it.
On the phone. I know, but it's you know, we saw it before, and now we get to relive it and see like the real reactions and stuff. I mean, it saddens me that we have to watch things like this, but we find out all what happens with Jordan when she hooked up with Tristan Thompson on Keeping Up with the Kardashians this Sunday at 9 on the E Channel. And Robert Kardashian is coming back with a spinoff show, I think.
Really?
He's coming back. Keeping Up with the Kardashian, Rob Kardashian, set for comeback with a new show and a clothing line.
He's reading again.
Kurakumin.com has exclusively learned that the father of one is determined to take back the throne. It's time his own reality spinoff show and a newly launched clothing line called Halfway Dead. Fame has given Rob a new lease on life, and he really knows what he wants. He wants to see his daughter grow up. Keeping the Kardashian insider said on Monday.
Wait, I'm surprised because he's been hiding for a while, and now he's going to do a reality show out of nowhere.
Yeah. Day one, all good. He tweeted along with a photo from inside the
gym. You know why? I bet because Blac Chyna has that trashy show that he wants to have his own show to like show his side and like his life. But I got to say, that show, because I saw the trailer, I think it's on the Zeus app, you guys. It's only airing there, so you have to like download it and like pay a monthly fee or something.
Gross.
But she released the trailer for her new show last week, and her mother is literally evil. Like, she's just screaming at her, fighting with her, and everyone's saying it's not a good look for Blac Chyna because Dream, that's basically like what Dream has been living in, you know, like hell between her mom and her fighting. So right. It doesn't look good for her as you know, a single mom.
I never liked that Blac Chyna. I've been very vocal in the past.
I don't think she's that bad.
She seems annoying and opportunistic. So, as fans know, this is not the first time
Rob opportunistic.
I know. I'm a thirst trap. I know, bitch. The first time Rob has attempted to change a lifestyle. However, after his nasty split and court battle with ex-Blac Chyna Marie, the source told Kurakumin.com, it's this time is much more different, he said. So we also am trying to like get his body back in shape. Last time on that show, he was on the Rob and Chyna Take Miami, and he failed. So this time he goes, it's serious. Oh, speaking of my health, I got my new test results back and they were false results. I don't have triglycerides that are in the 1200s. They're in the 200s.
Oh, so you're not dying.
I'm not dying. It was a false alarm.
Well, you scared everyone because everyone was tweeting me, is Joey really okay?
Well, I thought like, I was dying.
You're scaring everyone. You're not
I'm a hypochondriac. Everyone,
don't even believe anything he says. He's dramatic.
No, he said I'm fine, but I do have high cholesterol, and I have to, you know, I don't have to go on medication for it, but he goes, you know, you got to lower your cholesterol, so stop eating cheese, red meat, and butter. Those are the
three. All you have to do is change your diet. You're fine.
I have changed it, but it's like, I think it's the smoking and drinking that's really getting me, so I bought a Juul.
Juuls are even worse. They're more addicting.
But they're not bad for you, are they?
Yeah, they're really healthy.
Well, that's just vapor.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name? Kim Kardashian came out with a new body foundation this week, which I'm excited to try.
Oh, these bitches are killing it. By the way, did you try Kylie Jenner's skincare?
No, I heard it's shit.
Really?
That's what what's his name said.
Who?
The one I watched, that YouTuber. with the long hair. Jeffree Star said it was trash.
Really?
But he also wears $1,000,000 foundations and shit. So it's like he probably has the best skincare in the world. So I think it's just a basic skincare line for someone who doesn't like, you know, to go along with her makeup line. You don't need to have like some wild ingredients and like all this crazy fancy stuff.
But you know what? I love the fact, I'm actually really surprised, but I love the fact that her makeup and her skincare line is affordable. Yeah. Like it's not like crazy expensive. And you would think like the Kardashians, they would be crazy expensive. Like Khloe's Good American Jeans. It's like $200 a pair of jeans.
Yeah,
like,
it's a lot.
No one can afford that bitch. Yeah. So I love the fact that Kylie is reasonable with her prices. So you like know, the SookieShop.com.
Well, you know what? Think about it this way. That's the smartest way to go about business. Why do you think so many designers go into Target? Because people go – designers – like, you know, Versace and Walmart. Think about Versace and Walmart. Versace is like the biggest fashion line in the world. They only make maybe a quarter of the amount that Walmart people make because they're much more accessible, so more people are buying them. So, like, you know, you would think Versace has like all this money, they're multi-billionaire empire. It's not. They have pennies compared to places like Target, Walmart, play on people like you know, like Massimo that they sell in Target and Merona, all those brands that they have in Target.
Yes, queen.
Trillionaires compared to what the lines are, because people are buying them. They're in every corner and they're accessible. And for the masses, so it's smart to do that thing. That's why yours does so well, because you have affordable shit. You don't come from always like shopping on a bargain. So why would you change all just your celebrity now to fucking act like you're a billionaire and have all this money? You know.
Amen. That's why I said, why are you selling your pop sockets for $15?
There's a lot like, of Joey, that, like, bottom
you're
line.
Stealing.
I have to make a living here.
I'm kidding.
Really livelihood. But that's – so Kim – oh, yeah, so anyway, she has a body foundation, and it comes in all different colors and comes with a brush, and I've been doing that on people for years, but it does transfer on your clothes. She talks all about it.
What do you mean? Like it gets on your clothes?
Well, yeah, because it's like foundation on your body, but like if you set it the right way, it's good. But she – me and her are psoriasis sisters. That's psoriasis with a P. And we both have psoriasis, and she talks about her struggles on this week's show, on last week's episode.
All right, go be her best friend then, since you guys both have psoriasis.
That's why she came up with the body makeup, because it was a perfect time to tell her about her, you know, showing her scabs everywhere. You know, I have it on my hands. And it's, you know, it's a designer disease. So I'm proud to say I have psoriasis.
All right, go be with her then.
Now that I broke my silence. Angie Cohen was caught stealing... feeding lines on Watch What Happens Live. Not feeding lines. She said, basically, you know how Lisa Vanderpump was talked about, you know, and she's quit the show and all this stuff. So right before Andy Cohen was about to go live, like he was like, you know, welcome back to the thing, like the opening act where they show him. He and then all of a sudden he opens and you see him says, yeah, and drag Lisa Vanderpump's name, and then he says that to Lisa Rinna, and then he goes, hey guys, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. Like he didn't know that his microphone was on. So he's basically saying,
wait, say this again. I missed it.
Lisa Rinna. So they're open. You know how the show opens and it has like the picture of everyone on the couch and just whatever. And then the camera goes on him and says, he goes, hey, what's up? Welcome to Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. But right before he said, hey, watch what happens, he whispered to Lisa Rinna, yeah, make sure you drag Lisa Rinna's name through this or something. Or like,
who said that?
Andy said it to Lisa Rinna, drag Lisa Rinna pump through the mud.
Oh shit!
And they saw him say, and it was
Michael.
So it's a huge scandal. So that's why, like, you know, they were on there giving fingers.
Oh, he's that petty and bitchy,
that? Yeah, and that's what I said. He's a lying little shady queen. Everyone's like saying he's a shit starter, and he's like just an opportunistic, like, you know, person.
I mean, I'm not surprised, because ever since I guess they changed their format, which is a total fucking bullshit. But they changed. He said his show, Watch What Happens Live, changed their format. And, you know, when we came back for Jersey Shore Family Vacation, we were trying to, you know, go in there to promote the show. And he was like, I don't take any reality stars that are not on Bravo. So, so he was like, no, I don't fucking want you people here. But then he takes other people from other shows on his show. So right then and there, I was like, oh, this bitch is petty.
Yeah. No more. No now. Zero stars.
Zero stars.
Can I ask you a question? Did you get a package this week?
Where? For what?
Did you get any lovely jewelry sent in the mails this week?
Oh, I did. Oh. It's just, I'm so annoyed, though, because it got a little tangled. I have to figure it out.
Oh, so let's talk about it. So Dana Seng, it's Dana S-E-N-G, is a jewelry designer, and she makes the cutest, delicate, precious jewelry. It's like precious metal, so it's like gold, 24-karat gold diamonds. It's like very, very fancy. So they sent me and Nicole these cute necklaces. Mine's in the little initial J. They're very dainty, and it's like very lightweight. This one is like, it just has my J initial, but little dots, and Nicole got her kids' initials in diamonds, I think. Sent to them. So thank you, Dana Seng Jewelry Collection. They have Instagram, and you can like check them out at Dana Seng.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Yeah, so they have all the little initials, and you can get them customized to whatever you want. So you can do like all like five different initials on there, or however many you want. But they're super, super cute, and I love it that it's real gold because it's not going to tarnish, and it's, you know, a little bit of luxury, and it's just really lightweight. They're not crazy expensive, but it's real gold jewelry. So if you're looking for something for a gift, it's so cute. I love my little necklace. And Nicole got one with all her kids' initials. That was so sweet of them. Thank you, Dana Seng.
Yes, queen. Thank you.
But you broke yours already.
No, it came a little tangled. I swear my UPS guy just, like, throws my packages.
Oh, my God.
I have to check on my ring and see what the fuck he does to my packages.
Oh, I love that ring. She's talking about the doorbell.
Yes.
Dana, oh, so my sister has the ring light at her house. And every night at 3:30 in the morning, between 3 and 5 a.m., a cat comes up the driveway and he goes in. And he comes in. So I was like, oh, my God. So I get, every time I wake up, I get to see, when I'm at her house, I get to watch the cat video. So then I started putting the dog food, because I don't have any cat food. So I was like, let me just put some of these little dog kibbles on the driveway so I can watch him eat them right in front of the camera. And then he didn't come for the next 2 days. And then my brother-in-law threw out the dog food. He's like, get this out of the road. You're going to get ants. And then he took my dog food away, but then he came back another day. So I'm gonna start like hiding out in like in a black outfit in the bushes and wait for the cat to come, and then I'm gonna play with them.
Well, I do have a deer that comes. So we have two deers that sit right in my mulch, like right by my stairs in the front, and they just sit there and they chill out all night. So I was thinking of leaving, you know, apples outside for them, but then I realized that deers carry ticks, and I don't want ticks everywhere. But they're so cute, and they poop on my lawn. It looks like a human poop.
Oh, how exciting.
But I love deers.
Yeah. Fun animals.
So cute.
So what's going on for the rest of the week for you? Are you up to anything good this weekend?
No, I'm just hanging out. Last weekend was Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Me and Gianni just went down the shore because that's what he wanted to do for Father's Day. And you know, we just went on the boat and we had a cute time. What'd you do with your dad last week?
We went to my sister's. I was at my sister's, and then we went to my sister-in-law's by your house, right around the corner from Janice, and East Hanover, to my sister's sister-in-law's house, Gina. And we hung out. Poppy was, you know, having a good time. I bought him all these clothes from the J. Crew.
Are you rich?
No, I mean, you know, they have Father's Day sales. And yeah, we wilded out. We were going to want to go swimming, but it was so shitty on Sunday. We didn't get to go swimming. But this Saturday, we're going to keep the party going because it's Nicholas's high school graduation party. And we're having like 50 people come over to the house down the shore. I'm going to be making all different kinky foods. So yeah, stay tuned to my socials this Saturday because I'm going to be partying. I'm making my clams, my favorite beer clams. Should I just tell the recipe real quick? Shall I share?
Yeah, should I?
Okay, so this is a quick recipe if you like clams. Clams are my favorite thing this summer to eat down the shore. You know, I don't think you like clams, do you? You don't know if you like them.
No, I used to eat clams when I was little, but then somebody told me that there's shit in the clams, and ever since then I stopped eating them.
No, you have to purge them first. I'll teach you how.
I'll purge you.
So my favorite thing to do, and it's the simplest way to eat these clams, and they're super fucking delicious, and it can't be simpler. So you get your fresh clams. And you scrub them, you know, you put them in the things, make sure you scrub the shells so they don't have any dirt and sand on them. And then you put them in cold water. Then you want to take chopped garlic, butter, and put that in a pot when it gets nice and yummy. Then throw the clams in, top it with beer. And then what are you banging around?
Oh, so I'm trying to pay my taxes, bitch.
It's not tax time.
I like to do it early. Go.
Okay. So then you put the butter and garlic in the thing. Lots of it, handfuls of garlic, lots of butter. And then you just, when that melts down and smells yummy, then you throw the clams in and then you just pour like two beers on top of that, put the cover on and just let them all the clams open. If any clams did not open, you want to throw them out because that means they were dead when they went in, and then you'll get sick. So throw them out if they don't open. And then you just top it with, just add some parsley on it, and you serve it with crusty bread, the crusty Italian bread. It is the fucking yummiest thing. You get this buttery beer broth, and you get the briny clams and the garlic. It's just so fucking good. So try my beer clams. I'm going to be making them live this Saturday.
How about you do a vlog.
Oh, yeah. I can do that.
A vlog of you cooking so you can become famous.
Yeah, I'm going to go on the YouTube and do that. Well, I'm actually going to have – I actually have an appointment to get to. I'm going to be going on a podcast – another podcast. I'm doing a crossover podcast. Today, I'm going on the History Hyenas podcast with Chris DiStefano and Yanis Pappas from Comedy Central. They were on our – when you were in Miami filming, they came on our podcast, and they co-hosted for me with you when you were gone. And they were hysterical. If you can look back on it, I don't know what it's called, but it's the one with Chris DiStefano and Yanis Pappas. And they're hysterical. So, and I have huge crushes on them both. They're both cutie patooties with smoothies, if you know who they are. So I'm going to go over there and do a little cross promotion for us and see my cutie boys. And then I'm headed down the shore. That's it. That's it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Do you want me to call you on? Do you want to call in on the podcast?
Sure.
Nicole, there's literally a man in my backyard. And I'm naked in my bedroom. And there's literally a man. Oh, my God.
Could I call me?
Take a picture. Hold on.
Ew.
Wait, Nick, I'm sending it to you.
Sis, you want to say hi before we leave the podcast? Say hi, guys.
Shippy.
How is it being a big sister, Mama?
Good.
Do you love Angelo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he pee in my face? Yeah. Did he pee in the tub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sister, right, can I have your cat, Rocky?
No. All right, guys, it's time for me to go breastfeed.
I have to hit the ground running. But thank you for joining us. Sorry for we're a little late for the party, but you know you'll get one. It's either Thursday or Friday we come out. We try to do ASAP, but we got kids now, so.
Yes. All right. Have a fun weekend, guys. We love you.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye.